The situation between Ukraine and Russia remains tense. Russia today threatened to cut its supply of gas to Ukraine's citizens. It says Ukraine owes more than $1 billion in back payments. Zoe Chase of our Planet Money team says the way to understand this latest development begins with a basic Ukrainian utility bill.
Specifically, a gas bill. To explain, I had to call Kirilo Lukarenko, a Ukrainian journalist, to talk to his mom about her gas bill.
So, is your mother there?
Yeah, she's here.
Would you put her on the phone just 1 minute?
Я не розумію англійською, тільки українською, російською.
I had her son translate for me.
Mrs. Ordovechka, how much do you pay for gas for your house?
It ends up at $19 a month for heating and stove, her son tells me. And it's cold in Ukraine. $19 is a deal. The average U.S. home that uses natural gas is paying $113 a month this winter. Even adjusting for a small Ukrainian apartment, they are still getting a huge discount. And that's because the Ukrainian government pays for a huge chunk of its people's energy costs. Douglas Redeker used to be on the board of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, says this practice goes back several decades to when Ukraine was a communist country, part of the Soviet Union. A thing people may forget about the Soviet Union, he says, no gas bills.
Under communism, there were no companies and there were no corporations. And so, hence, there were no bills. Part of the deal with communism was that individuals received heating and electricity and whatever else the state provided to them, and that they didn't pay for it, at least not directly.
When the Soviet Union fell, the new country of Ukraine had a lot to figure out.
They had to create a structure by which individuals started to pay for things instead of just receiving them for free.
It was a difficult time. People were poor. Rather than introducing this brand new thing, like this is a gas bill and it's a lot of your income, the government made it more of a token amount.
So they created a very, very low and by extension subsidized pricing for that which everyone had come to assume was free.
To do this, Ukraine turned to Russia. Russia has tons of oil and gas. That's basically what Russia is all about. And Ukraine has pipelines that Russia wants to use to get its gas out to its customers. So the deal, it's pretty obvious, cheap gas from Russia, cheap pipeline access in Ukraine, cheap gas bills for Ukrainians. And this worked out okay for a while until Russia pulled out of the deal. About 8 years ago,
Russia decided to raise the price of gas from an incredibly subsidized level to a more market-based price.
No more cheap gas from Russia. Russia needed the money and didn't like the political direction Ukraine was headed in. But the gas bills for ordinary Ukrainians stayed cheap. How?
The government absorbs the cost. If you're paying more from your supplier, but you don't raise prices to your consumer, then that price difference has to be borne by someone.
Keeping gas prices cheap ate up more and more of Ukraine's budget until it was equal to 7.5% of that nation's economy. That's a lot. If Ukraine were the size of the U.S., here's what 7.5% looks like.
Our total defense spending plus our total non-defense discretionary spending. So imagine spending all of that just to provide cheap electricity and energy supplies to the people of America. Nothing else. You can imagine how distorting that is of an overall economy.
And how desperate that made Ukraine's government and how broke. That brings us to the eve of the current crisis. A few months ago, then-Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych tries to ease the financial situation by cutting a deal with Russia for a $15 billion loan and this other thing.
The other thing that he got was reduced energy prices. So it was a reduction of the price of natural gas, which would benefit Ukraine and the government because, again, then the cost of those subsidies goes down because the cost to buy the gas goes down.
That's what got us to today's crisis. Lots of Ukrainians don't want to deal with Russia for anything. They're trying to get out from under Russia's thumb into the arms of Western Europe. Of course, by protesting an energy deal with Russia, that's functionally equivalent to marching on the streets for a higher gas bill. Journalist Kirilo Lukarenko says lots of Ukrainians understand that there are higher gas bills in their future.
Definitely, nobody wants to pay more.
Yes.
This is not my great desire to pay more for the gas, but I am willing to pay more for the gas.
Today's latest move by Russia, threatening to cut off Ukraine's gas supply, you could see it as calling Ukraine's bluff. Here's what the future you're asking for looks like. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Betterment, an online investment manager with software-based tools to help transform the way people invest. More at betterment.com/radio.